This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We continue our coverage this week from the 10 and 32 tip-off classic in Orion, a very meaningful event each season because of the namesake of the tournament, which is in memory of Danny DeBaker and Andy Adams, a pair of 2011 Orion High School graduates who lost their lives in 2014. We're speaking with Orion assistant boys basketball coach Travis Anderson, who is also a 2011 Orion graduate. Teammates, friends, classmates with Danny and Andy. So we'll start with you, Coach Travis Anderson. Just speak to me about what this tournament means every year.
Oh, it means so much to me, and not just to me, but the community as well, to keep their memory alive. And we're getting to the age where now some of these kids that are going through school don't necessarily remember Andy and Danny. So we like to give them a history lesson and tell them what they meant to this program and also to the community as well. They were just they were great basketball players, but even better human beings.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, your dad, Coach Anderson, talked about with me on Monday night heading into your season opener. It was basically, you know, every year, kind of the last practice before the tournament, you and Coach Anderson give basically kind of a little bit of a history lesson on what those two kids were like and what they meant to you, what they meant to the program, what they meant to the community. So can you share a little bit about what that message is like each year to those kids?
Well, that message is appreciate the time that you have. I know a lot of us get caught up in the wins and losses of high school basketball, but the memories that you create, the special times that you have with your friends, that's what it's all about. And that's what we really try to convey to the kids during that last practice before our first game here.
Yeah, that was a really special season, obviously, in 2011. I think probably the most successful boys basketball season in school history. I think 30 wins, 30-3, a sectional championship. I remember I was a little kid who was at a lot of those games with my dad, who was covering them. So just for you, as a kid on that team, in that group, that successful run, what are the memories of that like for you? I'm sure a lot of them, you know, include Danny and Andy.
Oh, absolutely. All of them include Danny and Andy. And it's not so much the stuff on the court. I mean, we had some great games that year, some triple overtime wins, a double overtime win, but all the stuff after the games, in the locker room, on the bus, that's the stuff that really makes the season special too and makes the memories so meaningful to me.
And so for you, I'm sure as you coach, like every night you probably think of them a little bit just because they're such a big part of your basketball journey and your basketball story. But I'm sure this week, especially every year, is you know, certainly more top of mind just with, you know, the name of the tournament. You see the 10 and the 32 up there. The scoreboard is dedicated to Danny. So just what are the emotions that like for you this week, and just kind of internally, what does it feel like?
Oh, it's a very emotional week, and especially when Dan and Karen and Melissa come by too. It's great seeing them, but it's very emotional stepping on this court. And I think about it every time I come into this gym. I think about Andy and Danny, and it's bittersweet because you remember all the great memories, and then you remember that they should be here too to be a part of it.
So I guess when you look at, like, the team you're coaching this season, and you've spoken so highly of Danny and Andy, and of course everybody you talk to does with what they meant, as you've talked about, to the program, to the community, to it Orion as a whole, what maybe are some of the characteristics from them, maybe off the court, maybe not so much on the court, that you try to convey and want to see, you know, your kids possess too?
So we actually talk about that when we're handing out uniforms too, because handing out 10 and 32 is always emotional for me, and I talk about the specific qualities that each of them had. Danny was such a great leader. He was our leader on the floor. He pushed us to be better and better each and every day. He was my best friend, but like I remember being in almost fights every day at practice because we were going at it so hard. Andy was the best teammate on our squad. So when we talk about that, whoever gets 32 has got to be the best teammate on our basketball team. And Andy did such a great job picking up everybody no matter what happened. He was there to pick them up and make sure they were ready for the next play.
So your dad told me earlier this week, too, that your son, I believe 2 years old, middle name Daniel, that's not a coincidence, is it?
Not at all. It's on both sides. Megan's grandfather is also named Daniel, so it's a little bit little bit of meaning for both of us.
And then just, I guess, the last thing before we wrap up with you, kind of turning this back to basketball, which, of course, is what this is all about this week, along with, you know, remembering Danny and Andy. You're coaching a team that I know has high expectations this season very early in the year, and I kind of half-joking said to you on Monday night, you're wearing the Senior Night 2011 T-shirt with all jerseys on there. I said, well, I guess you and the kids have something to shoot for this year, trying to maybe chase down a season like that and try to maybe recreate it this year. So I guess what would that mean if you were able to kind of capture the magic that you and Danny and Andy and the rest of your teammates in 2011 were able to capture?
Oh, it would be amazing. It would be such an honor to be a part of. I was a part of it as a player. I know how much those memories mean and what a season like that does for the community. And I would just love to be a part of it as a coach too, and help these guys who are seniors through freshmen now have the same memories that I did growing up.
Travis Anderson, the 10-32 tip-off classic, a big deal, always fun to be here. And enjoy the rest of the week, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ty. I appreciate it.